Hello again. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 today, verses 7 through 11. 2 Corinthians 3, verses 7 through 11. Paul says, "Now if the ministry of death, carved in letters on stone, came with such glory that the Israelites could not gaze at Moses' face because of its glory, which was being brought to an end, will not the ministry of the Spirit have even more glory? For if there was glory in the ministry of condemnation, the ministry of righteousness must far exceed it in glory. Indeed, in this case, what once had glory has come to have no glory at all, because of the glory that surpasses it. For if what was being brought to an end came with glory, much more will what is permanent have glory." Now, when God gave Moses the law, his face glowed. But as Paul just said in the verses we looked at last Friday, the law brought death. How much better now? How much more glory do we have through the Spirit? Where we left off last Friday, Paul said that we were sufficient to be ministers of the new covenant, not of the law, of the letter, but of the Spirit. The law brings death, but the law kills, but the Spirit gives life. Now, Paul goes on, he says, if the ministry of death, carved in letters on stone. Remember, the law's purpose is to show us our sin, to bring out of us the sin that's already there and make it grow, and then show us our need of a Savior and to show us our death. Once that's done its job, we now realize I can't be saved by observing the law. No one will be declared righteous by observing the law, Paul said in Romans chapter 3. He then says that once the law has shown us our need of a Savior, it's done its job. Once we come to Christ, we're no longer under the law. We're now in a new relationship with Jesus through faith. We walk in the Spirit. We don't try to be good Christians by observing the law. We actually try to be good Christians by walking with Jesus and trusting Him and listening to what He says, reading His Word, spending time in prayer, allowing His Spirit to lead us, and we obey Him. In Romans chapter 5, listen to verses 20 and 21. It says, "Now the law came in to increase the trespass, but where sin increased, grace abounded all the more, so that as sin reigned in death, grace also might reign through righteousness, leading to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." The law didn't cause sin in the sense that we already have sin within us. We're born that way. Yet it fueled it. 1 Corinthians 15, 56 talks about how the power of sin, what fuels sin is the law. Paul said himself, "I didn't even know what coveting was till the law said, don't covet. And then every covetous desire rose up in me." He had it in him already, but the law fuels it. But the law's purpose is to cause sinning to increase. As people hear the law, they go, "I don't want to do that," or "Now my flesh wants to go against it." It shows our sin. Why? So that we might receive the true salvation through faith alone in Jesus Christ. That's why David himself, back in Psalm 51, understood. He said, "You don't desire sacrifice, I'd give it. What you want is a broken heart, a contrite spirit, that you won't despise. You wash me clean. You make me new." David didn't say, "I'll do this and I'll do these things and I'll try to be better at keeping the law to make myself righteous." He said, "I can't be righteous. You need to wash me. You need to make me clean." In John chapter 1, verses 14 and following, it says, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, glory of His only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John the Baptist bore witness about Him and cried out, 'This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me ranks before me because He was before me. For from His fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one ever has seen God, but the only God who is at the Father's side, He," Jesus, "has made Him known." Folks, we're ministers of the new covenant. We're not telling people to be good Christians and follow God's word and do the law. We're to be pointing them to Jesus, helping them realize they can't keep the law of God. Know what God's holiness is. Have them come to that place of brokenness and repentance and then turn to the Savior. Jesus, make me clean. Jesus, wash me new. Listen, some of you out there listening, you might not be able to be a minister of the new covenant until you receive the new covenant yourself. I've run into too many quote-unquote church members who think they're Christians because they're trying to be good people and do what God says. You're trying to be made righteous by the law, and the law brings death, but this new way through Jesus has even more glory. And we'll talk about that some more tomorrow. I hope to see you then.